Microsoft developing Windows for phone chips. Stay tuned for UnNews. It's January 2011, Las Vegas, Nevada. Microsoft confirmed that it is developing a version of Windows for the chips that drive cell phones. Current versions of the company's signature operating system run only on Intel processors, whereas Apple's hit iPod uses a cell phone chip designed by the British company ARM. This is how it squeezes more than 20 minutes of life out of the battery. Microsoft made the disclosure to thousands of hungover purchasing agents at the annual Consumer Electronics Show here. But Steve Sinofsky, head of the Windows division, said, quote, "There's a ton of issues to work out under the hood," unquote. The company needs to figure out how to convince the caller, after activating his account with the carrier, of the need to activate his phone's operating system using the 25-character code from the hologram. And, after translating the Windows code so callers can run popular programs, who is going to translate them? And who will be the phone's administrator when a bad config keeps the phone from contacting the network? And what to do when the registry gets cluttered or too many fonts are installed and things slow to a crawl? And whether it will be necessary to press Control-Alt-Delete once or twice to recover from the blue screen of death? Microsoft already makes a product called Windows for handheld devices. But it's not called Windows because it is Windows, but so you'll buy it. In addition, a sizable community is wedded to Unix and wants to see cell phones based on it. Consumer Lyrithia Jones, attending the show, said, quote, "I love my new Razer, but there's no way to grep anything," unquote. Elsewhere at the show, Boston web startup Scrivinger, which last year announced a website based on the obsolete digital PDP-8, declared that it will bring to market telephones based on that processor and the OS 8 operating system. President Seth Priebatsch said these processors at 0.0012 gigahertz are so anemic that the phone's 4D cells may never need recharging. But his company is also grappling with technical issues. Mr. Priebatsch insists, quote, "It works fine with 10-digit phone numbers," unquote. They can be entered by merely attaching a teletype. Quote, "Handling sound in real time is the only nut we haven't cracked." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously. Tune in this weekend for the UnNews magazine, Last Week in the Mirror. Check your local listings for details.